Carney says currently different state agencies have their own anti-discrimination policies.
Some agencies, I think, do better than others, and some agencies within departments don't do so well.
Carney's executive order calls for those fragmented policies, along with complaint procedures, to be streamlined and rolled into one statewide policy to be implemented by the state's Human Resources Management Division by April 1st of this year. Delaware Faith in Action Council founder Alicia Clark is taking a wait-and-see approach to the change.
This is just a policy on paper, and so we need to understand and see what's the plan. And who will be driving that process in state government, because it has to be someone who's skilled, culturally competent, has the wherewithal to do it, the jurisdiction and the authority.
But Clark calls the executive order a good first step, noting creation of a uniform complaint process was one of 7 recommendations in a report released last January that she helped author. That report and its recommendations were the culmination of over 100 interviews with state employees from minority groups who pointed to discrimination in state government. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.